Cotrera on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Well, how's this for a disturbing headline in the Toronto Star? An Ontario nursing shortage has been predicted for years. Now it's turned into a mega crisis, and this article punctuates the fact that Sunnybrook Health Sciences is really dealing with a problem here. They are trying in earnest to clear a backlog of nearly 5,000 surgical procedures that were put off because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And with surging numbers, we had to put a stop to the amount of surgeries that happened during the first, second, third wave. So they say they're trying to ramp up their operating rooms to run them in non-traditional times, like evenings and overnights. And it's not the problem securing the surgeons. They're available for the most part. They will work those odd hours. The challenge has been the lack of supply of nurses. And so it's incredibly challenging to clear the backlog if you don't have the amount of professionals you need in order to clear the backlog. Here to talk about what's going on as far as this shortage goes, Christine Reek-Buckley is an RN and CEO of the Canadian Nurses Foundation. Christine, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Kelly.
Maybe you could provide some more perspective as to how bad this nursing shortage actually is right now.
Well, actually, I'm with the foundation, and I know that the nursing shortage has been one of our main foci for our fundraising and awareness raising with the public this year. We raise money to advance nursing education and research, and so we wanted to ensure that we work closely with the Canadian Nurses Association, and we work closely with the Canadian Indigenous Nurses Association to ensure that we're aware of what some of the main issues facing nursing are so that we can respond and try to raise much needed funds for nursing education and research to help deal with some of that backlog.
We've talked about this several times with different people within the nursing profession. What is leading to the nursing shortage, in your opinion? When you do your homework as to why we've got a nursing shortage in this province, exactly what is it? Is it because it started before the pandemic, so it's not just burnout?
No, but I think what I've heard from many nursing leaders around the country is that it seems to be different this time. There was, we've had talk of nursing shortages in the past. This time, though, and I really do think it has a lot to do with the pandemic and what nurses have had to face over the past 18 months, whereby, it was extremely challenging. They were watching people die. They weren't able to go home and feel safe necessarily. Did they have the right equipment? So the stress and strain on nurses has been tremendous, and it's ongoing. Right now, across the country, we're seeing that there's places where the rates of COVID are still high, and nurses feel that they're not able. I mean, I'm a nurse, and we enter the profession because we want to help people, and we want to improve the health of Canadians. And so this inability to accomplish that, I think, over time, has taken its toll. They're exhausted, they're tired, they're frustrated, and it's really taken a toll on mental health. So I think that there is really a crisis looming, and the other end of...
You don't think we're in the crisis already?
Well, I think, there's predictions right now, right? So if we listen to the Canadian Federation of Nurses Unions speak, Linda Silas has said, they're seeing potentially 40% of nurses may leave the profession and healthcare altogether. So, yes, I think there is a crisis, but I don't know. I know there's vacancies in hospitals right now that have lasted a lot longer than usual, 90-day vacancies that they've never seen in the past. I think people who are, in that range of retirement maybe would have stayed a bit longer and now are thinking, I think I'm going to retire now. Students who are entering the profession, who are now placed in these pandemic COVID wards, are finding it really difficult. And so, there was already a retention issue, but now I think it's escalated. So I don't think it's just one reason. There's a whole bunch of reasons why this could be happening and why it's facing the profession.
This is our first ever National Truth and Reconciliation Day in the country. The commission highlighted the need to improve the health and education for Indigenous people. How is the Canadian Nurses Foundation addressing that?
Well, we're really, really pleased that we've been able to help support states, 170 Indigenous nurses advance their education, either entering the profession or doing graduate work. And we were, as I said, we work closely with our Canadian Nurses Association, the Canadian Indigenous Nurses Association, to understand what some of the main issues are facing Indigenous communities. And we know that the nurse is often the first point of care in these communities, and there is a shortage of Indigenous nurses. So we feel that by providing this support, we are helping improve the health of Indigenous people, and we're helping in 2016 involving education and research. And part of that, we were also able to help establish six nursing research chairs in Indigenous health across Canada. So we're hoping that this is helping make a difference and improve the health of these communities. And I think, you know, these nurses, if the Indigenous nurses, they already have a sensitivity to the culture of their communities. They have a better understanding of the needs in those communities. And many of the nurses we've supported are going back to their communities. I'm just going to provide you with an example of a couple of the nurses we've supported and the work they're doing. One of them is looking at access to oncology care and cancer disparities among Indigenous people. So, you know, this whole concept of access to care is a huge issue in Indigenous communities. And another one I think really is very appropriate today, and it's responding to the the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada's calls to action in Canadian schools of nursing, and wanting to incorporate decolonizing practices initiatives in nursing curriculum and research. So we're really trying to support some.
What does that mean?
That means that right now nursing curriculum might not have this, the knowledge of Indigenous communities, and bringing that knowledge of different ways of looking at things and different ways of potentially practicing nursing in Indigenous communities is really important for them to bring to programs. So that, and I think there's a lot of nursing programs that are starting to feel, you know, the Truth and Reconciliation isn't about necessarily Indigenous people, but it's about everyone reconciling, right? And so, and recognizing and being sensitized. So schools of nursing need to be in the forefront doing this work too, so that the nurses that are graduating are sensitized to some of those specific ways of knowing.
Right. I'm going to just pivot, if we could, because you have an initiative or a charity that's coming up that's supporting Canadian nurses to improve health and nursing care across the country. It's going to happen October the 28th. It is called the Masquerade. I like it. I get it, especially when you're heading towards Halloween. You're recognizing and celebrating nurses behind the mask. Can you quickly run through what this is going to entail and how this is going to support nurses?
Well, we're very excited. It's our second virtual event. We've always had in-person events, but then, of course, we've all had to pivot with the pandemic. And so the CNF Masquerade, as you said, October 28th, will really be about celebrating nurses and thanking nurses. As part of this, we actually had a call for nominations for nurses across Canada, and we received 450 nominations, which was absolutely phenomenal. And we will be highlighting some of those nurses at this event. And I think it was a highlight last year where we really spotlight these nurses and some really incredible nursing stories, real life stories. We're also going to have some great Canadian artists, some up and coming artists, some that are well known. We will have Michael Bublé make an appearance, and really it's about focusing on supporting nursing education and research in this post-pandemic recovery and focusing on some critical issues. And you mentioned one right off the top, nursing shortages, mm-hmm. Indigenous health, mental health, and many more. And people can go to cnfmasquerade.ca to buy tickets. I haven't had a chance to talk about our COVID fund, but if they go to our website, cnf-fic.ca, we also have a COVID fund that was established last year, which is supporting nurses at the front line with some key issues, and we've had great response for that as well.
All right. Well, Christina, I want to thank you for your time. We've been through a lot today as far as covered a lot of different topics and noteworthy conversation pieces. So I thank you for that, and I wish you the best of luck with your fundraising.
Thanks so much for the opportunity, Kelly.
Have a great day. Christine Reek Buckley is an RN and CEO of the Canadian Nurses Foundation. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk to Carmi Levy, our tech expert.